I'm sat backstage with Fred McCauley here at the Stand Up For Freedom gig. He's just come off stage having compared the whole of the second half for us. Fred, you did it last year as well. How was it this year?
I've got to say, first and foremost, a lovely gig. I mean, everybody was in great form and all the acts went down a storm. So that's one part of tonight, which, as you know, is only part of what we're here for. Mm-hmm. But that bit went exceptionally well.
Superb. Well, I mean, people are here to have a laugh, aren't they? And I hear a lot of people have been having a very good laugh at the Stand. Apparently, you've been going down incredibly well in your own show as well.
Ah, you've been very kind. But yeah, it was a late decision to come to Edinburgh this year. Somebody pulled out, left a room vacant. Omid Jalili said he would like to come and do half a run. Could the producers find somebody else to do another half? So they approached me. I went in, cobbled together a show, and it turns out people liked it and sold out and great reviews. So you're speaking to a very happy man.
Yeah, jolly good. And because I imagine it's a pretty intimate venue, isn't it, the Stand? It couldn't be much more different to the EICC. And, you know, you're a big name here in Scotland. I mean, are you? Is it quite strange playing in such an intimate little venue? Is it like going back a few years in time?
Well, it can be in some respects. But, I mean, I think if you speak to any comedian, regardless of what stage they're at in their career, places that hold maybe 150 to 200 people gives you that intimate atmosphere, and it becomes a little bit more playful, you know. And then you've got the guys that are now doing arenas. Whenever they're going out to do a tour for an arena, they will hone their material down in these said venues, you know. So we love it, and the joy of performing in these places never goes away.
And now back to this evening as well. Just one other question, really. It was you were asking people to do our text message action for the UAE 5. Did a lot of people get their phones out?
They really did. And as Charlie and I were wrapping up, we could hear the return messages coming from Amnesty, mine included. So everybody will have received the message to say, yeah, you can find out more at amnesty.org. But no, clearly people were getting the return messages, so it was happening. 81222, incidentally.
Perfect. Still campaigning. Thank you so much, Fred McCauley.
Freedom!